Well, to discuss that a bit further, we're joined with Mr. Osama Al-Aradi, who is the president of the Bahraini Medical Association, who's joining us now via Skype from Detroit. Sir, thanks a lot for joining us firstly. Now, secondly, I wanted to ask you, what is your assessment, essentially, at this point of the situation in Bahrain, especially with this ban now in effect?
The ban is an attempt by the government to stop people from protesting and expressing their demand. They have been trying to suppress the Bahraini people for the past, two, three decades, but they are not able to because Bahraini people are determined to achieve their rights, their basic rights. And when we say that Ban Ki-moon, the UN Secretary General, has expressed his concern against this ban, and at the same time, the U.S. Spokesman from Department of State also expressed the concern of this ban. This is really a shame on them because this is nothing. This was Bahraini's people, was Bahraini's population has been subjected through the past 1.5 year from the violation of everything, including their basic human rights, their freedom of expression has been ongoing. And just to tell that we are really concerned about this ban and that this may aggravate the situation is really not enough. The United Nations, the U.S. Department of State, the U.S. administration should create more pressure on Bahraini government because they have been doing this day and night for years and more so in the past 1.5 year. It's very evident that whoever looks at what's going on in Bahrain see what violation has taken place. Nabil Rajab, the head of Bahrain Human Rights Center, you know, is in jail because of that. He's sentenced for 3 years. There are the Bahraini government are paying public relation firms day and night and millions of dollars just to brighten their ugly image against that. The Amber Lions film from CNN is banned from being shown to the public because Bahraini government has paid the CNN money not to show that film. And you know what is going on for the United Nations and for the U.S. administration to say we are concerned only is really not enough. They have to tell Bahraini government we are going to suspend your membership because you violated all these human rights and the assembly, the right to expression. And for this reason, people were killed, people were tortured, people were jailed. The opposition leaders are still in jail, teachers, physicians are in jail. Funerals have been attacked because they were expressing their freedom, their rights. And, you know, a siege of a whole village has took place just a few days ago, and no one is talking about it. So it is really, I know they are admitting that Bahraini government is violating the basic rights of assembly, freedom of expression, but just to say we are really concerned about that, and this may aggravate the situation, is really not enough at all. Threatening to suspend the membership of Bahrain in the United Nations, that may do something against the Bahraini government. Bahraini government has been trying the past 1.5 year to marginalize all the opposition. Who's all the opposition parties are marching in thousands, hundreds of thousands of people in the streets of Bahrain. No one is talking about that. Where are we? Where are we sleeping? Are we in a civilized world? Are the United Nations really awake of what's happening? That there really has to be something more than that, and not just to be concerned about what's going on in Bahrain.
All right, we'll have to leave it there for now. That was Mr. Osama Al-Aradi, president of the Bahraini Medical Association, speaking to us live from Detroit. Sir, we do appreciate your insight here on Press TV.